Well, good evening, everyone here from Finland, and welcome today to what will be kind of a combination meditation. I'd like to explain a little bit. Some of us are working very intensively on the inner side in this, what is called the battle for democracy. It is said that it will be fought out in the United States, and that the United States is the victim of what we might call a latent fascism, which is obviously now showing itself very strongly. So we're in Libra. It's a time of decision. And I needed or wanted to participate in the vice presidential debate here. We have two elderly candidates and for president, and one of them is likely to be, let's just say there's a possibility that the vice president of whomever wins may become the president. So I wanted to see that in action, and I wanted to participate internally. The only problem was it occurred at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I left a note for everybody that the usual reappearance of the Christ meditation would not be broadcast, and that I would do something about that this evening. So I'm going to blend a number of things together so that we can touch on our usual subject, which is the identification as being, along with the practical and critical issues which are today confronting the United States. But if they confront the United States, that battle will have repercussions throughout the world, at least at this time, given the relationship between nations. So as you know, we've been using the second of the great invocations to begin our work. And it's really about the coming of the Christ, which is our theme for meditation today. The rider from the secret place is known as the Kalki Avatar. No matter when this may occur, there is a great representative of the inner worlds that comes forth when there is a withering of the law. Whenever there is a withering of the law and the uprising of lawlessness on all sides, then I manifest myself from age to age for the salvation of those who do good and the destruction of those who do evil. And that's where we are today. We have a face-off between the retiring sixth ray with all of its accumulated negativities. It's not the highest expression of that ray at this time by any means. And the incoming seventh ray, which is occurring, the Tibetan somewhere said, for the seventh time in accompaniment with the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius, of course, can have any ray cycle accompanying it. But this is the seventh time the seventh ray cycle has accompanied the equinoctial age of Aquarius. So it is a decisive moment for the manifestation of the hierarchy, which is a body, the heart center, shall we say, of the planetary logos. And that heart center is ready to manifest in an externalization. And accompanying that, of course, is something for which the whole of nature travaileth and groaneth, you know, the coming of the Christ of the time. There have been others who have been head of the hierarchy, like the Christ is now. But now he has undertaken a special mission, which coincides with the first initiation of humanity, which has never been the case yet. So he is our great exemplar, this rider, the present rider from the secret place, which is the hierarchy, and the defeat of all materialistic inclination, selfish materialism, has to be accomplished. It will take a while. And of course, the judgment day is nowhere near. But anticipations of that distant judgment day is with us, even at this time. We can enter the age of Aquarius in the right way, understanding and accepting the hierarchy and the Christ for who they are, or we can have delay and suffering and a delay of the soul expression of humanity. So we are determined to work on the inside to help humanity understand who is the Christ, really. I mean, who can answer that, really? But anyway, a better answer is given in the Ageless Wisdom. So who is the Christ? Who are the members of his church? The church triumphant, or the society of organized and illumined minds, who are the masters of the wisdom? And what is the externalization of the hierarchy? And how does that fit? How does that relate to the work of the new group of world servers? All these things have to be taught, have to be brought across to receptive minds and hearts somehow. And the political situation, of course, relates to that type of education that can come, and it relates to the health of the people, the general public health. It relates to their religious approach, which has to be upgraded significantly, refined significantly. So I guess I'm telling you why I was up all night and why I'm doing this a little differently. Let's begin with the mantra, and then we'll have an introduction that will relate to the mind that, as it is in Christ, and that would be the mind which understands and can achieve identification, which is the basis of this whole broadcast, really. All of these broadcasts are about identification. And then we'll actually go into the reappearance of the Christ meditation with those things in the background. Then we'll have an opportunity perhaps for some thoughts. So let's begin. As we come together as a group, no matter where we may be geographically or in terms of our physical anchor, and we are producing between us in this little group at the moment an approximation of a unified consciousness. And the sense that really we are one being. We've been practicing that, you know. There is something that pervades what we think we are, and it is our real self. Everywhere present, and detectable through the process of infuception. So as a point of invocation, we are very much one thing. And see if on the basis of what we have thought about together, we can get the sense of being that one being. That one beingness. I can't say it flows through all of us because actually it is us. And that being the case, we can work in a concerted, concentrated, unified way as a point within the new group of world servers, attuning with these powerful words which are involved in the casting out of evil and obstruction. I mean, there are still millions of years to go before the true judgment day, but already the work can be done, at least initiated. Many changes will occur. And during the Aquarian Age, some can approach closer to the great spiritual sources. So then, together, Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. That's a powerful invocation. And we have to remember that as a result of the Great War, the kind of Armageddon War, and after the what we call the Second World War, the door to where evil dwells was left ajar, left slightly open. And we know about those forces and how they will take advantage of every opportunity. And DK talks about it, you know, the man swept his house clear of a number of devils, but then he became negligent. He was not vigilant the way Master Moria tells us we have to be. And the house was repopulated by even more of these negative entities. And Master DK warns us that that may well be the situation in which we find ourselves. Now, we've been working very hard to try to be the understanding, and I'm being literal now, the understanding factor of all of our experience. That we are the very substance in the philosophical sense, we are the substance of our perceptions. It's not that they are different from what they are, from what we are. We are, in fact, everything we perceive. Now, that's the state of identification. There's many ways to think about identification. It is the word, the act, which we are trying to understand and replicate. The great master of identification is and has been the head of the hierarchy, the Christ. What does it mean to us to have, to some small degree, the mind as it is in Christ? That's the phrase often used, the mind as it is in Christ. What does that really mean? What does that really mean to us? Because if we can achieve that, it will mean that our work together, which is largely work in consciousness and it's largely philosophical, it will be of value. So let's spend some moments looking out, as it were, on the condition of our lives and the condition of humanity, but imagining that we have that identificatory mind as it is in Christ. It's a high achievement, but let's just imagine that we see, how would we see things if we look out and possess that kind of mind or consciousness, which identification can reveal. Just examine your perceptions, your relationships, as if you possess some small measure of the mind as it is in Christ. And we'll take some time to do that. And of course, we realize that we have to activate our heart center to do that. It touches the, or is a conduit for the energy of the Buddhic plane, where the Christ principle is found in relative fullness. We know that divine love is a presented attribute. The Christ presented it, just the way wisdom and light are presented by the Buddha. And there are many other attributes. But we see him here in this chart, you know, right in the middle of things, as far as the earth is concerned, and connected with so many. And his will, see, the soul is the quality of life. Now, when we're looking for the nature of being, we try to forget for some moments this factor of quality. It's a different thing. But when we think about living practically in the world, on the planet, in the planetary scheme, every thought under the Christ consciousness is about improving quality. That every being can have a happier life, an improved life, an uplifted, more refined, more sensitive, more powerful life. It's a general pervasive goodwill, love in action, part of what we distribute in our triangles work, love in action, goodwill. And that goes for every human being on the planet, whether temporarily under the spell of selfishness or free from selfishness, whether in the body or out of the body, an improved life, a better quality. It's like when Master Moria said, if a simple person should ask you, what is this Agni Yoga? What is it? And Moria said something like, tell that person that it exists so you may be happy. So the Christ consciousness, a better life for all and for the members of the kingdoms, a more fulfilled life, a more appropriate, rapid evolution. If we could face everybody, confining it for a moment to humanity, but it doesn't have to be confined to humanity, saying, this Christ consciousness, it tells me that I want you to have a better life. Then, as simple as it sounds, we're already on the way to understanding the mind as it is in Christ. And of course, if we have mastered a little bit the power of identification as he has, and what was it DK told us to look at the Gospel of John, 17th chapter, for the most perfect thus far statement on identification. If we have this power to penetrate the otherwise separative boundaries, then we can really begin to have the Christ consciousness as a reality in our life. And in the world right now, there is a face-off between those who align more completely with at least the beginning stages of the Christ consciousness, caring about their fellow human beings and the other kingdoms of nature, the ecological consciousness, and those who just don't, because they are still all wrapped up in their selfishness. So with those thoughts in mind, that through identification, we can really begin to appreciate what is the Christ consciousness. Because it does, all of these studies do have a practical effect in consciousness, and that will affect our behavior, and that will affect whether or not the plan manifests in a timely and correct manner. With those thoughts in mind, we can look forward to the, as we do in meditation, to the reappearance of the Christ, which is what this meditation is called. Reflective meditation upon preparation for the reappearance of the Christ. Maybe our sense of values is such that we put first things first and understand what is essential. If that were the case, what would be our specific intention at this moment of dedicated contact with the soul, with our inner higher self? What really is my specific fixed intention? And is that purpose, that personality purpose, in line with the intention of the hierarchy, as far as I may be permitted to know it? And have I, in my own personal daily life, earned the right, because of definite effort and not so much because of success, to stand with those servers who are now undertaking the work of preparation? And these thoughts, answering these questions, will align our personality upon the mental plane. And then we say this powerful mantra, which really separates the sheep from the goats. And the goats at this time, you know, represent the initiates, or those who are on the path of initiation. Forgetting the things which lie behind, I will strive towards my higher spiritual possibilities. I dedicate myself anew to the service of the coming one, and will do all I can to prepare men's minds and hearts for that event. I have no other life intention. We note that this has been put in italics. I have no other life intention. So can we live by this powerful intention? We see the world as best we can in terms of our major world interests and with what knowledge of world affairs we may possess. And we see the mass of men everywhere glowing with a dim light, and here and there points of brighter light where members of the new group of world servers and men of spiritual intention and of loving hearts are working for their fellow human beings. And then we see, we visualize through the creative imagination, the vivid light of hierarchy streaming towards humanity and slowly merging with the light which is already in men. And we say the first stanza of the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. Then we ponder upon the reappearance of the Christ and realize that no matter by what name he may be called in the many world religions, he is still the same great identity. We reflect and speculate upon the possible results of his appearance. And then we say the second stanza of the invocation. From the point of love, within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. And we endeavor to concentrate our fixed intention to serve and to spread love in our surroundings and realize that insofar as we can do these things, we are attempting to blend our personal will with the divine will. The will to good, and the will to love. That is the will that is bringing forth the second-ray soul of our planetary logos through the Christ and his hierarchy into our tiny little globe here. Serve and spread love. And then we will be in alignment with the will. And so the portion now that relates to the will from the center where the will of God is known. Let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. Consider practically what we can do in the coming week to further our preparations for the coming of the Christ. It may be a century away, it may be more. It matters not. There is so much work to be done to prepare the minds and hearts of human beings for that emergence. We sound the Om three times, dedicating the threefold personality to the work of preparation. It is, my friends, a potent little meditation. And if we can train ourselves to know what is identification, what is this ability to know, to see, even to be what is in our fellow human beings, we can be of still more value in bringing about the right attitude toward the reappearance. I think for about 100 years, at least that, up to the time when the energy of Pisces and of the sixth ray has for this cycle faded out, there will be preparation. And during the first decanate of the age of Aquarius, it's some 720 years, humanity will be under Saturn. And the Tibetan says, it will be a difficult time, but it will lead to the light and love of Mercury and Venus in the second and third decanates, respectively. And how many incarnations will we have during this period? Well, you know, we don't know. But we know that if we commit ourselves, I have no other life intention, we will be working on behalf of the spiritual hierarchy of the planet and thus bringing the divine plan forward into manifestation, and the soul of humanity and the soul of the planet emerging. We really cannot conceive. We can imagine some of the things that will be done, and our attitudes towards each other, and the time coming, as Moria says, when men will vie with each other to do good. It's a lot different than the competitive attitude of producing winners and losers. The welfare of every human being will be our issue, and even those who have done badly and made many mistakes, re-education is always possible. So we're going to, you know, continue our studies to get a more sensitive response to what it means to be part of the livingness which is everywhere. And instead of just words, we will have the experiences. And with the experiences, we can be effective as members of the new group of world servers to educate and uplift as many as perhaps we can reach. And this will continue. So we will continue to study and to get into the experience of identification and try to understand its amazing implications. And this identificatory work will take us closer and closer to participating in the mind as it is in Christ. And the Christ consciousness will, as it does for every member of the hierarchy, begin to permeate our lives to a greater extent. And we can be, and depending upon our will to good, we can be part of the solution at a very momentous time for humanity, as momentous as the time when individualization took place many millions of years ago, the movement forward of humanity into the fifth kingdom of nature, the kingdom of souls. Now, I'll tell you what, there's plenty to think about here. And we have the meditation, we have the importance of identification, we have the crisis that's upon us, we have the decision that human beings must make as the dweller confronts the angel of the presence. I'm not going to go any further with it today. I just want to thank you for being here, and this will be available to you. We'll get it prepared, converted, etc. And if you want to have the program, it'll be on Makara, and we appreciate your presence. So I'm going to say that this is the end of our program. I'm going to remain online with Michael Stacy. We have some things we have to do, but we'll say goodbye to everybody right now. And thank you for working with us. Tomorrow morning, the glamour meditation will take place, and it will be on GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar. And then in the evening, Cosmic Fire, a deeper look. So, farewell for now. And Michael, if you would just stay on mine, I'll stay on mine too. And we'll plan your next week, your next week of programming. We'll see you later. Thank you. And goodbye for now.
And for those who do not leave the meeting, I will be putting you into the waiting room.
Oh, okay.